Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
ESPN anchor Jemele Hill has been suspended after what the network described as her, quote, second violation of our social media guidelines, after she suggested that fans boycott Dallas Cowboys advertisers if they're upset. The team owner Jerry Jones said that any player who kneels during the national anthem will be benched. Now, Hill's second violation comes just a week after she was under fire for calling Trump a white supremacist, which is what landed her in the network's radar to begin with. But I gotta tell you something, Black Twitter has been behind Jemele every step of the way, and they are showing no signs of slowing down after this recent suspension, which, by the way, is supposed to last for 2 weeks. We'll keep you posted on this one. And fallout over movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, who has been accused of sexual assault, harassment, and rape by several actresses since that New York Times article revealed some of his past last week. Now, I gotta tell you, this is rocking Hollywood to its core. And guess what? Men are not exempt from being victims. Actor and ex-NFL player Terry Crews has come out as a victim of sexual assault in the wake of this Harvey Weinstein controversy. You know, Crews is best known for playing NYPD Sergeant Terry Jeffords in that sitcom Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but he opened up on Twitter yesterday about how he was inappropriately grabbed by a high-level Hollywood executive right in front of his wife. Well, you know, he said he feared retaliation and he also feared going to jail because he knew this would destroy his career. Now, he's 6'3", he's 240 pounds, and he decided to stay silent. You know, he says it's par for the course. This incident, by the way, apparently occurred at one of the award shows last year. He was attending with his wife, Rebecca, when this high-level Hollywood executive groped his privates. Oh, he jumped back and said, "What are you doing?" My wife saw everything. We looked at him like he was crazy. The guy grinned like a jerk. Now, in case you didn't know, you know Terry is from Michigan, where in most cases, this would have resulted in a beatdown of the predator. Thank goodness Terry was able to control his instincts. And just when everything seemed to be going extremely well for Lionel Richie, oops, here comes a thorn by the name of Scott Disick. Yes, Scott, that Kardashian baby daddy and basically a cad of a guy. Well, he and Lionel's youngest daughter, Sophia, who's only 19, seem to be inseparable. You know, they've barely left each other's side since they went public with their romance last month. By the way, Scott is 34, and they were together again on Tuesday. They were spotted over at Barney's in Beverly Hills, leaving the store with some friends. I hear Lionel is not only really upset, he's very worried. And he should be, because everybody in this town knows that man is a ho-ho-ho. And it's Wednesday. Don't forget to check out Hollywood Live Extra on today's show. Vanessa Bell Calloway discussing her 8 years of being cancer-free. You don't want to miss that at AURN.com. And also follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood.